This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. New Hampshire's Colby Sawyer College plans to eliminate five majors: English, philosophy, accounting, health promotion, and healthcare management. The cuts come amidst declining enrollment and financial concerns at the school. For the past 2 years, the college has been operating at a loss of more than $2 million. This year, that loss is projected to be $2.6 million. The decision to cut was based on money, but how did the school choose to cut these programs? And what does that decision say about where liberal arts education is headed? President of Colby Sawyer College, Sue Stubner, joins us now to discuss this. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
How did the college decide to cut these five majors: English, philosophy, accounting, health promotion, and healthcare management?
We've basically spent the fall semester taking a look at all of our programs, and I'm in my first year as a president, and so it was a kind of a logical time for us to ask the question, you know, in what ways can we distinguish ourselves? And with some financial challenges, we also wanted to take a look at, you know, where we might not be able to deliver things quite as well as we'd like. So our interim academic vice president, Laura Alexander, worked closely with the academic department chairs, as well as others in the faculty governance process, and just looked at a lot of data, had a lot of conversation about where our strengths are and where we felt we maybe wouldn't be able to deliver at high quality as we wanted. And came to the tough decision that those were the five programs at the major level that we would discontinue. But it is important that, you know, several of those programs will continue at a minor level, and we certainly will have courses in almost all of those areas.
Right. It might be hard to distinguish yourself as a liberal arts college without official majors in English and philosophy, which tend to be cornerstones of a liberal arts education.
It's a great question, and I think, you know, it's one that we really had to ask the question, you know, what does the liberal arts mean here at Colby Sawyer? And, you know, our niche is really the intersection of the liberal arts and sciences with the pre-professional, really through that intersection of hands-on and experiential learning. And, you know, I was a creative writing senior project as an undergrad myself, and so I certainly have great, great appreciation for English. However, you know, all of our students will still have rigorous writing courses. They'll still have options for literature courses. But when we looked at student interest and the Department of Labor statistics and future demographics, and our model and where we thrive, we felt, well, English is, you know, certainly very important, and we have some gifted English faculty. There were some other areas where we felt our limited resources had to be devoted first.
What are those areas?
Just really our niche, again, the pre-professional areas, in terms of we have a very strong nursing program, very strong business program, exercise and sports science. We have resources already devoted to our Windy Hill Lab School, and so the social sciences and education. And so it's not that the humanities are not important to us. They absolutely are. But in terms of where we felt we could reduce and still stay viable, that was the way we wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. And the fields you just described tend to be, at least anecdotally, the kinds of fields that students with degrees in them have less trouble, relatively speaking, in finding a job than, say, an English major. Was that part of the decision-making as well, students being able to find a career after leaving Colby Sawyer?
Yeah, I think that absolutely. You know, in this marketplace, we have to be able to, I think, do two things. One is help students and parents understand the investment that they're making will lead to that first job. But again, I think one of the things that Colby Sawyer does really well is that we're not just preparing our students to be professionals for that first job. That's really where the liberal arts component comes in terms of our students are really becoming leaders. Our nurses, for example, are known in the Dartmouth-Hitchcock network of being strong nurses that care about the whole person, and that's because they take that liberal art core that we offer. So they kind of get the whole package in terms of they have the credentials to get that interview for the first job, but they also have critical thinking skills, the writing, the problem solving, working with people that hopefully will help them be successful throughout their career as well.
Tuition at Colby Sawyer is north of $50,000 a year. Are you seeing students or perhaps parents doing a cost-benefit analysis to decide that, you know, certain majors just aren't worth investing that amount of money in?
Yeah, you know, I think sadly that the cost of education these days really requires families to take a really hard look. When I went to school, probably the best advice I got was study what you're passionate about. And, you know, no matter what you go into, that will enable you to have the skills you need. But, you know, I think with the need to take student debt and the investment the families are making, even though the college puts forth, you know, over $30 million a year in financial aid, it's still an incredible investment for families. And there are, unfortunately, fewer positions out there for some of those folks that are interested in humanities.
And I don't mean to single out Colby Sawyer as one college where the liberal arts is changing in ways similar to the ways it's changing at your university. This is not just a statewide, but a nationwide issue.
Right.
From your perspective, I mean, what do you think is the future of a liberal arts education, both at your school and then more broadly in American colleges and universities?
I still think it's incredibly relevant, you know, and I think each school has to ask the tough question of, you know, what can we deliver and deliver well? As a small institution with a modest endowment, you know, we would love to be able to offer the full array of all types of liberal arts and science courses here, but we, you know, we're trying to be prudent stewards of our resources and really do what we do and do it well. That said, I think, you know, that there truly is, you know, the number of times that students are projected to be changing careers in the future, or at least changing positions, it's going to require them to have those liberal arts skills. And there's lots of data and research that show, even though there's a lot of focus on the pre-professional majors, that the kinds of skills that employers are looking for are precisely the ones that you get from that liberal arts core. So, you know, I think it'll still be relevant, but we as institutions have to continue to work hard to explain the value of it and probably highlight our alums who are really exceptional role models of the liberal arts in action every day.
That's Susan Stubner. She's president of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for the time.